I'm speaking via Zoom today with Catherine Frady, Executive Director of Marble City Opera, and I just wanted to catch up and let our listeners know about all of the great online content and outreach you are creating during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's great to chat with you today, Catherine.
Thanks. It's great to chat with you, too.
Marble City Opera had to postpone one production that I'm aware of, I Pagliacci. Update us on the new date and location of that production.
I Pagliacci is going to be taking place at the Tennessee Amphitheater on August 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we were supposed to perform it on the 29th or the 28th and 29th of May, and now it's been moved to August. But fortunately, we had always planned on having it outside at the Tennessee Amphitheater, and I think being outside is really a benefit to us in a larger venue where we can really spread out and be able to meet the guidelines required during this time and still be able to get out and perform. So I'm really excited that that worked out for us in that way.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect solution. And we'll chat more about that as that performance draws closer. In the meantime, I've noticed you've been quite busy getting creative with posting and creating content for fans of Marble City Opera. So what are some of the things you've been working on and posting?
Every day we have a daily musical interlude, and certain days have themes. So Sunday, we've been posting karaoke songs, some classical, some musical theater, some just fun, you know, like Queen songs. But it's like a fun way to get our audience engaged and saying like, hey, you can sing too. And actually probably going to be running a competition on those karaoke songs specifically and asking people to record them and send them in to us and putting together a video of all of the submissions.
I think
it could be really fun. And so we do that every day. On Wednesdays, it's all about new music. So we're supporting new composers and their music on Wednesdays. And on Fridays, we're doing artist features. So a lot of them have been artists who have performed with us before, but some of them are also just friends that I have all around the world. The first one was soprano from England, Nadine Benjamin. And she was singing Summertime, which she had just done Porgy and Bess with English National Opera. So just, you know, sharing some of my friends' works and some people who have been with Marble City Opera on Fridays.
Yeah.
And then we also have, we have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. It's great.
We have Monday blogs. I'm writing every week about 20th century and 21st century operas that we have performed and produced at Marble City Opera. We have so many. We're still in the 20th century. We haven't even gotten to 21st century yet. And we started doing a behind-the-scenes live Q&A with myself and guest artists. This first one was last Thursday with Maestro Brian Holman, who conducted the production of Shadowlight. And this month is sort of about Shadowlight, because that Shadowlight was our world premiere that we did in February. And we are hosting a watch party of that on Friday, May 29th, when Pagliacci would have started and opened. And so since we can't gather in person, we're going to gather online and watch the world premiere of Shadowlight.
That's exciting. Will that be available and open to anyone who wants to join in and watch that?
It is. It's completely free and open to the public. It'll be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Marble City Opera. And we've also started a watch party group, so, and a members group for Marble City Opera, and it's called Friends of Marble City Opera, and that is open to the public as well. Anyone can join and be a member there and find out, you know, sometimes the way that Facebook works is that you don't always see all of the posts from a, you know, the groups that you like. And so we decided to start a specific membership group, Friends of Marble City Opera, where we can also update them and make sure that they know about the events. Because when you're in a group, you tend to get those little notifications more often that somebody has posted and that something is going on. And that's where we can actually show the watch party, where you can join in and see who else is watching and make comments along the way. So that's another great way to join and find out.
Yeah. And I also saw that you have a pint-sized opera Facebook event coming up as well.
We do, on June 19th, where we will also be announcing our next season. We are going to be hosting a pint-sized opera, which we normally perform in bars. And this time it will be from our living room to yours. And it'll also be live, and we'll have artists singing arias, and I'll be talking in between and giving out some information about next season as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
I also saw that you are involved in something called Corona Serenades. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, Corona Serenades is a really cool project. I think the people running it are in Canada, but there are artists all over the world who are involved. And it's a program designed to help artists continue to make music and perform, and to help people who are working on the front line have entertainment for them as well. All you do is you go to the Corona Serenades website and you can choose whichever artist that you like to perform. And they each have a list of arias, and I'm one of them. So I have about 5 arias on there, a lot of Puccini and some Verdi. And you choose an aria selection and you go through PayPal and you pay for it and you can send it to anyone you'd like. My parents actually sent one to my aunt, for instance, for Mother's Day, and that was kind of fun. And I actually record a private message for each of them that I do. And so I also recorded one for somebody in Germany who was working on the front lines in the medical field in Germany, and sent them a little private message as well, thanking them for their service. So it's just a really cool way to share music and to support artists and other people.
Such a great idea. And I'll post a link to that in the article that goes along with this interview. It seems to me that musicians and arts administrators might actually be communicating and interacting more during this time, at least, you know, in cyber world, because number one, we're not in rehearsals all the time. And and number two, I think, you know, we're seeking that connection and trying to come up with ways to connect with an audience. Would you say that that's true?
Absolutely. I mean, I always meet with a group of other artist directors for small opera companies about every other month. But beyond that now, it's Opera America is hosting their entire opera conference, which was supposed to happen this week in Seattle, online for free. And so instead of having to pay hundreds of dollars just to attend the conference, and then, you know, not including travel and everything, now it's being broadcast to everyone in the opera industry. And I think on the first meeting, there were about 1,400 of us listening and watching and interacting with one another and sharing ideas. And it's been really exciting to collaborate in that way. You know, I also collaborated and spoke with Cleveland Opera Theater, and they're doing a series of question and answers with other artists and people who run other opera companies and sharing ideas. And so that's been pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to say one good thing to come out of this, but maybe in a way.
Yeah, anytime that we can share ideas, yeah, and help educate each other and learn more, I think that there's sort of a revival in thinking in that way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is a good thing.
Yeah. Earlier, you said that you were going to announce next season in a couple of weeks. So are you planning on going forward with the season as planned, or have you had to make adjustments to that at all?
Definitely made some adjustments. Our original production that we were planning on having in the fall has been postponed for multiple reasons, you know, financial location, and also having to move Pagliacci. We needed to reevaluate what we could, you know, financially produce in the fall. And because of the virus, we don't really know how things are going to play out, you know, without the vaccine. So for the fall and for the whole season, I'm looking at, you know, we always have smaller casts, but continuing to look at how small can the cast be? How large can the venue be to accommodate social distancing, you know? And so kind of going in a strange way, opposite of small venues to larger venues, but still with intimate performances that we can still perform in an interesting way and in a new way. Mm-hmm. And I think that there'll be a mixture of technology and live performances within the mix, and just giving ourselves enough flexibility that we can change instantly. And that's kind of what I'm thinking of is, it within our next season, is how can we move forward? How can we announce a season but have options to bring this same season online? So we're really kind of looking at collaborating with technology and venues and bringing something which I hope will be very exciting to the community.
Well, I can't wait to find out what you have planned. Catherine Frady, Executive Director of Marble City Opera, it was so great to chat with you today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Find Marble City Opera on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or on their website at marblecityopera.com. La gente parla.